Martin Houston, I hope you're doing well. Welcome into the game, my friend.
Hey, Ryan. How's it going, man?
Good, good. Are you ready for Alabama football?
I am ready. It has been an extremely long off season because we have been spoiled. And I cannot wait till tomorrow to see the Tide run out on the field.
Martin, let me walk you back to the Oklahoma game. And I want you to be honest with me, because we are spoiled, as Leroy Jordan told us last night. We are a spoiled group of fans. But I want to walk back to the Oklahoma game, knowing that everything that you were going to lose after that 2013 season, what were your expectations 240 days ago about Alabama football in 2014?
I really thought that this could be a special year. I started jokingly saying his true three-peat is the fact that he's going to win three national championships in a row with a first-year starter. Now, I said that in joking, but then as the season, as time started to go on, I started thinking about it. But let me tell you what my initial gut feeling was. Nick Saban, we could use it. You don't ever want to lose, Ryan. You don't ever want to be beat, especially the way we were beat. But the one person you don't want to do that to is Nick Saban, and him not be able to respond for 240 days because he's already driven. And now he had something finally that he could teach these boys and these young men that he'd been trying to teach them. Hey, there are consequences when you don't buy into the process. And Alabama had managed to get away with not dealing with those consequences because we would play bad and we'd still win until the Auburn game and the Oklahoma game. So I think if a loss of that magnitude can be positive, it was, and that's what gave me hope for this season.
And I'm just looking down at my phone, and I'm not going to say the player that we're losing, but he just sent me a message. And one of the key losses of 2013, I looked out at my phone, Martin, and he must be listening to you and I, because he agrees with what you're saying. And I won't announce who it is. I'll send you a private text. I don't want to disrupt any confidence, but he agrees with what you just said. But, Martin, you look at it for a couple of minutes, and you start looking at Alabama football, Lane Kiffin coming in. Let me ask you your true expectations of a brand new quarterback in Blake Sims.
I think that first and foremost, I think we're going to see them call a game to give him confidence. I think you're going to see them utilize the weapons we have. First of all, starting with the running game, which is what we want to do anyway. And then I think you're going to see them allow him to get the ball in a receiver's hands in some short intermediate routes, maybe some screens, quick slant passes. And what that's going to do is build his confidence. And from that point, you'll see him open up the playbook. And I think Blake Sims is a guy that we sometimes underestimate because he has moved positions. But if you go back, when that kid came here, he was an athlete. He was a highly recruited athlete. And he just got moved around. And so we don't have a slouch at quarterback. We just have inexperience. And I think with Saban's leadership and Kiffin's ability to work with quarterbacks, I think we're going to be surprised by what Blake's able to do if they call the game correctly.
Martin Houston, how can the running backs, you played that position, you were a fullback, and sometimes you prevented the quarterback from getting destroyed. Martin Houston, you protected that quarterback. How can those running backs, those fullbacks, take pressure off of that quarterback?
Well, I can tell you right off, Ryan, you're going to see that there's the ability, first and foremost, to have that extra set of eyes in the backfield to pick up that leakage, is what I call it. When that guy comes loose late, or early, either one, that fullback's able to pick up that additional guy. Now, what that means is you may not have as many people in the route. That's why I say that I think they're going to run some shorter routes when the fullbacks are in there so that he can help provide that. And then if they don't pick him up, he'll become a safety valve. If you go back to what you saw a lot with USC, you saw those running backs getting the ball dumped to them late in the plays when the pass protection breaks down, Ryan. And I think you're going to see that as well. When there's no one to block, then they just kind of leak out into the flat or hook up in the backfield. He dumps it off to him as a safety valve.
Right now we're talking to Martin Houston inside the game. Martin, when you look at a base offense that Lane Kiffin runs, help me understand the role of the fullback. What is his primary responsibility tomorrow? And what, this sounds so generic, but what is the job of the fullback to take on that lead tackler coming through the hole?
Well, first of all, you don't understand how excited I am to see tomorrow night. Back back on the depth chart, Ryan, and not just a fullback, an athlete at fullback, a player at fullback, one that threatens you with the run, one that threatens you with the pass, and if he can bring the blocking to it, you're going to see some special things from this offense. But the primary role of the fullback, first of all, is they lead you to glory. When it comes to running play, to me, the advantage is go back to the Auburn game last year on those fourth downs. See how many times the guy leaked off the end and made the tackle in the backfield. If we had not had an H-back up at the line or out wide and we had had a fullback, the fullback would have been the guy that picked up that guy coming off the corner. The other part of it is if you get that first level of blocking, then the fullback, many times, if it's a power play, they're leading up on that linebacker. If they're able to go against that linebacker one-on-one, Ryan, boom, all of a sudden, if they're past the line of scrimmage and they're one-on-one in terms of the running backs, once they get past the line, they're on the safeties in a heartbeat. And then lastly, when they're leading outside, I'm hoping to see some toss sweep, toss 28, toss 27, whatever you want to call it, where the fullback gets out on his horses and bears down on that strong safety. And what it's going to do is I think you're going to see us do that a little bit, spread out the running, spread out the defense to prevent that, and then we're going to pound them up the middle even more. Especially as these defenses go, Ryan, I probably maybe jumping ahead a little bit, but as these defenses go to this smaller defensive players to address these hurry-up spread offenses, I think Nick Saban is going to give him an old dose of 1992 with flash. And what I mean by that is this team has talent galore at every position. You're going to be able to see Amari Cooper and company, along with even Kenyon Drake, out in space. You got a tight end in Howard that can get out in space. And I think you're going to see that running game open up passing game and a lot more play action.
All right, Martin Houston, you've campaigned for the fullback. We saw what it did at Auburn last year, 4,500 yards rushing. Alabama rushed for 205 yards average last year. If you're taking a guess with the average per game, 205 last year, how much can that rushing attack jump up as far as an average?
I would say it'd go up at least 75 yards a game. It's literally Alabama, especially because of the way we want to call the play, could average close to 300 yards a game this year in rushing. And with the horses we got, I don't see why we wouldn't. So 275 to 295 at the end of the year.
Okay. So, Martin Houston, you won a national title, primarily a running team. You got a solid defense that, at this point, it's not similar to 92. It's not fair to put this conversation of 2014 in 92 until they do it on the field. But can you win a national title the way that you guys did in 92, in 2014, solid defensive play and primarily a running attack, play action pass offense?
Absolutely. And I this is why I think, I was in a training class a week or so ago, and they talked about how Harley Davidson is always ahead of the curve, Ryan. If Harley Davidson goes red and then everybody else comes out with a red bike, Harley Davidson will go to black. And then if they come out with black, they'll go to, they'll put chrome on it. Whatever they do, they're always leading the pack. And I think Nick Saban is the same way. Defense is going to win championships. Always has, always will. Secondly, he is going to take, here's the thing, he's doing it with the best talent in the world. He is going to control the clock. He is going to protect his quarterback. Can Blake Sims win it? Yes. Do I think Coker may have more talent upscale? I mean, yes, but either one of those guys can lead this team because of the type of team it's going to be, Ryan. And yes, in 2014, actually, I think he may have an easier time in 2014 winning with that than he did in 2009 with the attack. And what I mean by that is everybody is going to stop what? They're trying to stop Oregon. They're trying to stop Auburn. They're trying to stop Baylor. They're trying to stop Oklahoma. Everybody is gearing up their defense to stop those type of attacks. And so back in the day when everybody was running the option, the teams who came out with passing had the advantage. Now what's going to be the advantage is the team that comes out ready to power run the ball with athletes on the edges and can still pass the ball are going to have a decided advantage because they're going to just be bigger and stronger and just as fast, if not faster, when it comes to the likes of Alabama and Nick Saban. And don't forget, Ryan, when you have the five, number one team, five plus years in a row, whatever it is, just because you don't have a veteran quarterback don't mean you don't have a talented quarterback. It's because you don't have a starter in the public eye don't mean you don't have a starter. Nick Saban knows who's going to start and has been his starter.
Sure he does.
Yeah.
But Martin, I'm going to make a prediction, okay? Nothing against Blake Sims. It's a lot of experience. But A.J. McCarron is going to go up in value tomorrow afternoon.
And why you say that?
Because you're going to see how much you missed of a guy like A.J. McCarron that you could be the coach on the field. We already see Lane Kiffin having to go the sidelines. Why is he going to coach from the sidelines? Because he needs to be closer to the quarterback where he can communicate a lot clearer. You agree with that or disagree?
I agree with that. I'm not saying that, but I don't know that, don't get me wrong, I like A.J. McCarron, thought he was a great player, but I don't know that A.J. McCarron Sims 3 years ago, 4 years ago was any different. We just look back. Sometimes hindsight gives us a better memory than what we really had. We were not all gung-ho about those two guys. We were excited, but that was because of where we were in our program's history. Would we be any more apprehensive today, Ryan, in 2014, if we had A.J. and Phillip Sims fighting for a job? Yes, we would, because we just came off of 3 out of 5 national championships. You understand what I'm saying? So I think we've raised the level so high. I'm going on this side of it. I think Blake Sims and or Jacob Coker is going to be a pleasant surprise for the Tide. And go ahead.
Let's pick up this debate next Friday, because I think what you're saying and what I'm saying, we're disagreeing a little bit. But I hear you loud and clear. This is going to be a better debate next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Because once they get on the field, we're going to see. And I'm telling you, there's a possibility that Coker could be a gamer. He could get out there and chill out. Sims could be a gamer. you just never know, because neither one of these guys have had that opportunity. And I'm excited to see. But regardless of which one is the man tomorrow night and through the end of the season, I think this tight team still has an opportunity to do some really special things.
Martin, this segment brought to you by Martin Houston with Alpha Insurance here in Tuscaloosa. Martin Houston, Alpha Insurance here in Tuscaloosa. Martin Houston, tell us more about the insurance agency Alpha here in Tuscaloosa.
Alpha has a rich tradition of providing excellent customer service. That's the reason I joined the team, much like the Crimson Tide. And as your new Alpha Insurance agent right here in North Fort, Tuscaloosa, West Alabama, I look forward to getting to know you, providing you the personal service customers have come to receive from Alpha for more than 65 years. Once again, that's in North Fort, Tuscaloosa, West Alabama. Call me, Martin Houston, at 205-758-3595. That's 758-3595. Or stop by my office over in North Fort on 1211 Lurleen Wallace Boulevard in North Fort. And I'd love to serve you and look forward to working with you, Ryan, and excited to be a part of the Alpha team and part of the game.
Martin, thank you so much. I hope you have a great evening, my friend.
You do the same, and we'll be talking during the game, I'm sure. Roll Tide.
All right, thank you so much.